Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you've got a race car, street car, hot rod, or maybe you're restoring a car and you want it bone stock, well, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection has everything you need. They even have a dyno for distributors. You'd be surprised how much horsepower you can sneak out of a distributor, especially back in the day. Hey, we have got a very, very, very special guest on the line. We got Doug Stokes. Doug is the PR director for Irwindale Speedway, and there's been a lot of, you know, chatting and moving around and what's going on with Irwindale. Is it open? Is it closed? So I sent him a message, and he was nice enough to call in. Doug, how are you? And Happy New Year to you.
I'm fine, David. Happy New Year. A little early.
Yeah, but that's okay. So talk to us.
Well, the good news is, as you know, the property was purchased a number of years back. Mm-hmm. The idea was to convert it into some other kind of business. We've heard things like outlet mall and all that stuff. None of that has come down. We were, the company that I work for, 211 Entertainment, was working on a 1 year at a time operating a lease and that sort of thing. Early, trying to get the timeline right, about early in the year anyway, we were told that 31st of six, it's the way they gave it, they had a 6 month clause. So they said, we're going to start doing something with the place. You need to be out of here, out of there by 31st of January 2018. So a month from today or tomorrow. We figured that they were going to finally use the place that they paid for. And that was kind of sad, but I mean, they bought it. Mm-hmm. The upshot of that was, apparently, somehow or another, they decided they weren't going to do anything for a period of time. They came back to 211 and said, look, we want to, you know, we want to extend your lease. At that point, my boss and the guy who owns 211 Entertainment, that company, Jim Cohan, had already started to do some other things to keep the business rolling, and with the idea that on the 31st of January, that part of the business was gone. He has had a number of other companies and like that he's involved with besides the track. Well, it came as kind of a shock, I guess. What he ended up doing was, had a right to first refusal. There was another group that we've known for a long time, okay, who won championships himself a number of times. His son is two-time champion, nice fellow by the name of Tim Huddleston, who has put a group together, and along with, I guess, with the Justice Brothers, and with a little backing, not backing, but explaining to our landlords who this fellow was and that sort of thing. He has gone in and secured the lease on the property. I don't know what the length of time is, but I would suspect it's longer than just year to year, but I can't speak to that.
Okay.
So starting on the 1st of February, the good news is the tracks, both tracks, the oval track and the little, and our street legal drag strip, there's going to be a continuation of the operation. There's not going to be any sort of a break in that.
Good.
That's good. And I've got to tell you, Dave, both the oval track and the drag strip, we see an awful lot of people from your end of the Golden State.
Oh yeah.
I was just on the phone with Richard Parks. That's
Wally Parks' son.
Wally Parks' son, correct?
Yep.
And
nice guy.
We're talking about the fact that if there were more street legal 8th mile drag strips around, first of all, it would take some of the. It would be much better for illegal street racing.
Absolutely.
Get more people having fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up in sports car racing, listen, I raced at Jack Murphy Stadium.
Wow.
On an oval track, on a road course.
Sure.
Back in the day.
I don't know how many they did, and we would race Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
There was at Pomona,
uh-huh.
Riverside,
mm-hmm.
Willow Springs, and more people. Movie stars. I mean, I saw Steve McQueen driving a damn Lotus
mm-hmm.
at Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
More people were interested. More people knew about it and like that. And so I keep saying, our little 8th mile here, which on last Thursday, we came really close. We have a 250 cap, but just that's whatever. I mean, we say, okay, we're going to have 250 run carts. So everybody gets to run.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get done selling 250, we say, hey, come back next week or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that if there were a good 8th mile, I know Barona's working, but if there was a couple of other ones, if there was one in the San Fernando Valley,
mm-hmm.
there was one down in Long Beach, and we were all on different nights, and we had once a month or once every 6 months, a little round robin between mm-hmm. all the different deals,
mm-hmm.
more people would be interested. Less people would, some of them are, as I said, we've got people coming from your neck of the woods. That's a long drive on a Thursday night.
Sure it is.
To come up here.
Yeah. We could actually do a series. If we did one in South Bay, we did one at Barona,
one in North part of,
and then in your location and the San Bernardino, and trust me, you could start your own series. You could, it would be huge.
We had that, we've been talking for years. I go to a lot of the conferences and stuff mm-hmm. like that with the anti-street racing thing. And I've told cities, I've told police departments, everybody else, somebody wants to come and see what we're doing at Irwindale and see how much space it takes,
mm-hmm.
how many people it takes, how you do it. Unless you're going to build one in West Covina.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to happen.
It would help us. It's just like the old, Restaurant Row kind of thing or whatever. I mean, you can if there's more places to have some fun with a car, and now, not just NHRA, but SEMA's concerned about that too.
Sure,
they're putting good stuff on the cars, anyway, I know I'm over talking this because I'm very happy that we.
Oh, you got to be. This is the best.
A week ago,
this is great news.
A week ago, we were.
Depressed.
We were talking about,
yeah.
I'm looking around my office and going, what am I going to pack? What am I going to leave here?
Wow.
That kind of stuff. And a week later, we're saying, we're looking ahead to improving things, to making more fun out of stuff, adding different kinds of shows. Stuff like that. Moon Eyes Christmas party is just crazy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
It's just.
So when do you think the website will be up and it'll have scheduling? Because I know you guys just found this out last week. So this.
Oh, no. Yeah. We made the official announcement yesterday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thursday
was at the drag strip.
Yeah.
That kind of slipped out.
Yeah.
31st of, excuse me, 1st of February.
Okay.
The new folks take over.
Okay.
I know they're going to be in office with us. It's kind of like the White House transition team.
Sure.
Although a number of the people that are already there have been asked to stay, including me. So I don't think it's going to be that hard, but it's just putting together a schedule,
right,
making sure all the I's are crossed and the T's are dotted,
right,
or whatever you're supposed to do.
So they didn't do a background check on you? They don't do background checks with this new company? Really? Wow.
I have to be careful with that because I've run into a lot of trouble with the Motor Press Guild lately.
Oh.
By the way,
see you at the Proud Bird.
we're gonna be back at the Proud. This is an insider for you guys, and it's a terrible long trip for you. But one of the things, when I was elected to the board of directors of Motor Press Guild, I said, we got to have regular meetings. It was fun to have these, field trips to different places.
Yeah.
But when we had a meeting at the Proud Bird, and I could get to sit at a table, with Dave Stahl and a couple other people and talk about, I didn't even give care who the speaker was.
Right, right. Well,
getting together with the guys and the gals. And it's, that's what, on the 9th, we have one of our first regulars, and we're back at the Proud Bird, which has been completely rehabbed.
Oh. I'll be there.
Beautiful.
I'll be there.
I tell you what, Doug. Hey,
you will. Okay.
Michelle's going to be there. She's my north reporter. That way, I don't have to make the haul all the way up there unless it's something really outstanding. But hey, we're going to have to let you go.
Oh, hey, listen. Thank you so much, Dave. Please,
dude,
tell everybody in San Diego, come on up and see us.
Yep.
The drag strip's going to continue
right
on through.
All right.
And oval track racing coming soon. A lot of new good things.
And it's only $20 to drag race.
That's right. But hey, once you guys get...
$10 to watch.
Yeah, I know. That's even better. But once you get your schedule together, let's get some local San Diego drivers. We'll bring them to KUSI TV and promote the you-know-what out of Irwindale Speedway. And thank you very much for the due diligence. And I'm really, really glad they kept you because you're definitely a gem. All right, bud. Got to hit.
Dave Stahl night.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. All right, buddy. Happy New Year to you. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Doug.
See you soon.
All right. Hey, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, man, we got Kevin Bates in the house, drives a dwarf car. He's even snagged a little bit of paint off of the kid.
And he's raced at Irwindale.
Yeah, so he knows all about it. So we're just going to let him talk. We're going to leave and go have lunch.
All right.
Right here on AM 1170.
See ya. The answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, right here on AM 1170.
The answer.
The segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. And if you're looking for a deal, today is it. Last day of the year. It's a lot of 2017s over at El Cajon Ford, and they're going to stay as late as it takes to get that all taken care of. And let me tell you, folks, everything from Mustangs all the way up to the full-size 2500s, 3500s, even cabin chassis. So if you need a tow vehicle, this is a good time to go over there. Plus, El Cajon Ford, they race like crazy. This also is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. We support all racetracks in and around the county. BaronaSpeedway.com, their race season is going to be starting up here pretty soon. So Brittany, who races in the Dwarf Car Series, I don't know why she brought Kevin in, so she's probably got some ulterior motive. Either she's going to try to find out something about his setup getting ready for next season, or maybe she's being nice to him because I understand you have sort of whacked her around a little bit.
We have traded a little bit of paint out there. I'm probably not her worst offender, but we definitely have some fun. You know,
because she bonked you, right?
Yeah, that's probably
goes
it.
Goes both ways.
She definitely holds her own out there. You know, she
gets hardcore, dude. I mean, we were up there, and I know we bring this story up all the time. And so, hi, Brittany. I can't talk to you right now. I'm on the phone right now. Just get away from the car. I'm right almost. I'm getting myself psyched up.
She was in the pre-race.
I'm thinking,
what bad timing on our part, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, what do you think you're driving?
Well, we were just wandering around trying to find the hamburgers. And then we came.
No signing.
We do like to bump each other in staging, Dave. I don't know if anyone's talked about that.
We all
give each other some love taps now and then just to wake each other up.
Just to warm up.
So how long have you been racing?
I have been racing since I've been about 18 and I'm 31 now. So
long time.
So mainly Barona?
I actually started at karts at Qualcomm Stadium.
Oh, yeah, San Diego Karting.
Yeah, San Diego Karting, and then...
So you know Cole Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Isabella Bucciolacci. You know Izzy?
Yep. Wow. All the normal guys here from San Diego, I guess I would say I've been around them, and...
That's a wild, those are two wild tracks. Well, they still have it. I mean, it's still, I think you got it's a mile and a tenth on the west and 9/10 on the.
I actually heard San Diego Karting is shut down now.
Oh,
yeah. Another one gone. Yep. But we still have Barona Speedway. Glad to have them.
Well, you know, dirt karting is really taken off. I haven't had a chance to go up and take the class.
They actually race out in Campo now. There's a little club out there, and they're racing on a little with the flat track motorcycle guys. Really? And a lot of the Barona guys are out there having a lot of fun. And I went out there one day, and it's kind of run what you brung.
So what did you buy? Because you know you got to buy something, because you're not just going to go look and walk away, right?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know how that stuff goes. How many toys can you possibly have?
Right? I would love to have them all, but...
You and me both. I love karting. I've just always been a kart fanatic ever since I was a little kid. But be that as it may. So mainly you've just kind of settled into the dwarf car world?
I went from karting straight to dwarf cars, and I grew up a kid at Cajon Speedway. Mm-hmm. So it was always my dream. I'm going asphalt racing. Well, you got to have the money. So I got the money, and I went. I went ASA Speed Truck Racing Travel Series.
You spent some serious money.
Yep. I ended up, I had three different trucks, two always usually at one time. I was racing against my other truck out there. And it was definitely fun. And then I got a Lucas Oil Modified for a couple races and realized, okay, these guys are...
This is the real deal.
Yep. So
so you did the IMC Modifieds for a while?
The Lucas Oil Modifieds. Stayed on asphalt. And then I came back to dirt. And I actually do not actually own a race car at this moment. I actually drive for a very nice lady named Shannon, and I've got her hooked. I got her to buy a second car.
Yes.
She'll be out here racing this year along with her.
Where's she from?
Her daughter. She actually lives local in Lakeside. I met them was her daughter. I love helping out the whole race community everything. So I got in, we're great friends, and I actually race her car.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do with her. We're going to have to bring the car.
She's practicing right now.
No, I'm saying we're going to come to KUSI.
Yeah.
Bring the race car. I don't know if you watched this morning. Probably not. Your age group doesn't look at KUSI TV. This older crowd over here does.
And don't look at me.
And we had Bam Bam Fangmeyer.
Well, that was yesterday.
Yeah, Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on yesterday. He drives an IMC.
Yeah,
modified up.
He brought his car.
Speedway.
Yep.
I noticed they had to put a big paper down so because of the leaks.
Well, we do that for everything. But I'm going to tell a little tiny story on Stephen. It's so funny. So he fires a car up and he comes rumbling in. Rawr, the windows are
loud as heck. Yeah.
So he backs it all in and shuts it off, and we're getting ready to do a tee. So he reaches in and you hear a click.
No.
The battery was fine. The solenoid. And on this particular car, the solenoid is off site and it's behind the engine. He said it's a mother to get to.
Yep.
And it was click.
So
I figured I'm leaving before they have to push it.
Yep.
And I'm not pushing race cars unless I get behind in a race car.
Well, that's the nice thing about dwarf cars is they're easy to push.
Yeah, exactly. I think dwarf cars, I mean, I was an Allison fan myself. You know, I really like the Allison cars
because
they really look like a NASCAR.
Right.
I mean, you got in it, you almost thought you were in just a shrunk down NASCAR. But the dwarf cars or legend cars, depending on which direction you
want
to go.
It's if you want fenders or not, right, Dave?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want fenders or don't you want fenders? But I think that's a perfect class for somebody. I use the dwarf cars as karting. You know, I couldn't afford to go full-time racing, but I could afford karting. And it's almost the same thing with the dwarfs.
You know, I actually think dwarf cars are cheaper than karting.
Well, today's carts that are on the market, I think you're absolutely correct. And if you don't really, you know, don't do anything really stupid with them, you can run all season.
Well, unless you're Brittany and, you know, you blow up your motor.
Yeah, not me.
Or your clutch. Or your gear.
Or your radiator.
I don't know where
Didn't you have an overheat problem for the longest time?
The first 2 months, and we finally crossed everything off the list.
I know, you put water in the radiator, son of a gun, it won't overheat. What?
But once we got that, I ran every race. The thermostat, we needed a new one. It got corroded on the off season.
That would have been the first thing you check, my dear.
We did radiator. No, they were trying to tell me it was my headers. And
oh, sure. Yeah, isn't that funny? It's a simple. They never look at the simplest thing first. Have you ever noticed that?
Right.
When you work on anything, not just a race car.
Once we figured that out, every race.
Ask Michelle what she got for Christmas.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a cordless drill.
Oh, zoom, zoom. You use it yet?
I am so excited.
No, I just gave it to her today.
Just today.
Oh.
I mean, what was I going to give her? Flowers, champagne. So I gave her a...
I needed a cordless drill. Very I've been nice. Asking my mom for one for years.
Not a pink one, right, Dave?
No.
Well,
same.
I would have settled for... well, I didn't really care, but I love the Makita color.
Yeah, I know. I almost got the Makita.
Yeah.
But you know
it's
why?
It's almost Tiffany color.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know why
That's what I was thinking.
You know why I didn't? I got her. I got her one that has a lifetime warranty.
Oh, good. You got the lifetime
and it's in
warranty.
An orange,
no, it came with it. You didn't even have to purchase it.
It's in an orange box. What is
it's
it?
It's a Rigid.
Rigid.
Which makes really good commercial tools.
Nice.
Then I'm so excited.
Nice, Dave.
Yes,
so
thank
I
you,
got
Dave.
Her that. And
thank
it,
you
what
so
the
much.
Cool thing about it is on the back of it, it's got this little tiny chuck. And it's got a Phillips screwdriver head on one end and a flat tip on the other. And it just snaps. It's a keeper there. I swear, I've got one too, but not that brand. I use that all the time. And that little guy right there, because it's either, and you don't have to use a chuck. You can just turn it by hand and lock it in.
Nice.
Yeah, so I thought.
He hasn't asked you to hang up stuff around the studio?
No. Okay. No, I have to charge it up first. But she's got her charger and everything. But I had to throw that little Christmas gift out there because I thought she would.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was very happy. Yeah. That it
so,
made me in such a good mood. Take
besides
it.
Your friend who owns a car, do you have any sponsorship? Any
I
sponsors?
Do. CalDuct Incorporated, Victory Graphics, which I
That's
actually own.
That's why I have them on, Dave.
Black Rhino Performance,
yeah,
Chillin'
Black.
Paradise, and we definitely have some other smaller sponsors that help us out. And we're always looking for more.
Yeah, know, absolutely.
Just like everyone.
Well, I'll tell you, just like I told her or anybody else, when you're out looking for sponsorship dollars, on your paperwork, you can say appearances on KUSI and KCBQ AM 1170.
Definitely.
We're the only motorsport show in town. Nobody else does what we do. And we're more than happy to help. Like I said, you know, bring your sponsors into TV and into the studio. Like Steve, you know, yesterday morning, I said, well, did you at least invite them? He goes, oh, yeah, they're very impressed. He says, I don't care if they come or not. As long as you're inviting them, and you know, it's mm-hmm. their choice to either say, you know, like yay or nay. Well, that's cool. So you don't own a car. Is it kind of weird not having a car in the garage?
It definitely is. You know, from having, I always had multiple race cars. I had a dwarf car and my asphalt speed truck. And they sat right next to each other. And I actually do race car design. That's what I do full time for a job, as well as other signage and stuff. But my passion is definitely race cars. So I'm the owner of Victory Graphics. I actually did Brittany's car over here. And I do a lot of the race cars in San Diego that I'm sure you've seen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love what the scheme you did on hers.
Yeah. That was actually something that they came up with, not myself. So I do pride myself on my artistic ability. But
well, no, I was just thinking on the eve of the new year, as people like
oh,
to
you
reinvent.
Want a new rap?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, oh, I've already been thinking about that. But a lot of the racers come with a new scheme or a new, you know, color. And I thought on the eve of the new year, as people want to reinvent themselves, mm-hmm. this is a viable option. Talk to Kevin of Victory Graphics because right. he can help to wrap. He can make hats, T-shirts, banners. Right. He does it all.
You know where you need to be in February? You need to be
at Western States Racer Expo.
Yeah. Are you familiar with it?
Yep.
Because we're going to be up there doing radio.
Yeah, I'll hook you up with Shelley Wooldridge.
Yep.
If you haven't already reached out. And
well, I have because, not, but we'll, be, I we'll mean, see if we can get there.
If yeah. you're doing it specifically for race cars, pretty mm-hmm. much.
That's your yeah, target I mean, audience.
Yeah. I'm way different than the other sign shops here in town. I am very affordable. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to be a racer. You know, I race myself, so I want to help everyone look good out there. I do pretty much complete branding. You don't have to know anything, I pretty much can take care of you.
Yeah, so.
Well, most race car drivers would much rather have
Brittany's you. Showing photos off of some of my latest work.
That's
this is
Sheldon Creed.
This is actually a sprint car, Sheldon Creed, we just did.
Right. Nice.
And he's actually racing today in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He won his heat race 2 days ago, got second yesterday, and he's starting on the front row. Of
so he's
event.
In the big show.
Yep. So hopefully he can bring it home.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually working on another sprint car right now. I should be at home doing that instead of here. But, you know, this is definitely more fun.
Yeah.
You need a little break. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Delosio has got a gentleman signed up for us, and that would be Jake Swanson.
Yay, from Anaheim.
He finished fifth in the 2017 Chili Bowl.
Yep.
He was third in the 2017 USAC CRA Championship in Moose Racing, number 92. and he'll be on. So stay tuned, folks. You can't miss hearing from Jake right here on Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Parrish Auto Speedway, www.parrishautospeedway.com, parrishautospeedway.com. The racing will be starting up, I think, in March, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is it March?
For Paris?
Yeah.
Their first race is actually January 13th.
Oh, that's right.
But not the regular season stuff.
Yeah,
they're just doing some
fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we have got Jake Swanson on the line. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good. Well, welcome back to our show.
Yeah, and happy New Year.
Thank you.
We talked to you about a year ago. You were getting ready last year to go to the Chili Bowl.
And didn't we tell you that if you won, that you would have to call back? So here you are.
And here he is. He did the best of all the other racers from Southern California. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't quite win the thing, but
you know,
we came pretty close. So hopefully we can go the extra four spots up to this year.
Yeah.
Next year, I guess
what's the name of that trophy? You were telling us last year about the trophy. I forgot now.
The driller?
The driller.
The
that's
driller.
That big old statue they have outside the track.
Yeah,
maybe this will be your year for the driller.
That's what we're hoping. I'm actually here at the 6A Motorsports shop right now with Ronnie, Walt, Mitch, and we got Mal, Jess, and Ronnie's fiance down here. We're all working on stuff and getting the cars ready, so having a lot of fun.
It's funny you should say that. We got Kevin Bates in. He drives up at Barona in a dwarf car. He said the same thing. He says, well, you know, I really should be at the race shop instead of sitting here talking to you guys. There's never any rest. No rest. You guys have, I mean, it's...
Off-season? What off-season?
Oh, and we also have Brittany
Sandoval.
She's a Class A dwarf car driver. And if you don't, if
oh,
you
cool.
pass her, you'll get an F. Because
yeah,
she's also
she's
a school
a teacher.
And
detention.
She's,
oh, gotcha.
You'll get detention.
So,
don't scold me.
No. Now, I know you mainly do dirt, right?
For the most part. You know, I did a lot of pavement before, when I was kind of going up through the ranks. I started in quarter midgets, and then I did, some focus midget stuff.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of pavement midget stuff, but not much. It was kind of phasing out by the time I was in those ranks. So,
did you hear about Irwindale?
I heard that it may be sticking around.
Well, we had Doug Stokes on in the first hour, or the first 15 minutes of the show, and he gave us the actual, he didn't give us a date or how long, but it looks like it's a multi-year contract that's signed by, and Kevin, you know the people or the group that picked it up?
I believe the Huddlestons were involved, and what I've heard is it's going to be at least a minimum of 2 years.
Is what
I heard the deal they got. So I heard they are staying open, the drag strip, and they're taking over everything, and they're keeping pretty much all the staff on, which is good. So
that's
I'm glad
awesome.
To see Irwindale come back. It's kind of sad for me because I sold my race truck that I was racing there, mostly because the reason every year was like,
yeah, well, you never knew. You never knew.
And
never
I didn't
knew.
Have anywhere else to take it, really, except Arizona.
I bet
Arizona,
you can go buy another one. What do you think?
I don't know. Dirt's pretty fun, and I'm kind of looking my next step, maybe just lightning sprints. And then maybe after that, who knows? I don't see any point of stopping racing.
Well,
No reason at all.
I'm doing some, I got a shock company. I'm building shocks for pretty much anything open wheel. I do some stock car stuff, too. But
cool.
If you're going to do that lightning sprint deal, just give me a call.
Sounds good, Jake.
See, there you go. See, well, that's what it's all
networking.
About. Everybody taking care of everybody.
That's right. Well, I have to say, Jake, you have Moose Racing number 92. I have been trying to get one of your t-shirts. I love your colors. I love your t-shirts. And I just want to say the teal blue is my favorite.
Didn't we chase him down?
We did chase him down. And I even do my nails in teal blue. Everyone in the studio can see, but that's my favorite color.
And get this, Jake. So I buy her a drill from Rigid, which is orange. And she looks at me and she goes, I really like the Makita. And I almost got the Makita, but I got the other one because it had a lifetime warranty. So you need to, next time you go out to Paris Auto Speedway, let us know ahead of time, and we'll come up there, and I'll snag one of her, your shirts for her.
Because he also had ladies' shirts.
Well, I tell you what.
Nobody else does.
If you do that,
yeah.
we can give it to you at the racetrack, or you can go online, sprintcars.com. We got all the...
She'd rather see you. She would rather see you. Come on. Hey, we also got to get you down to KUSI. I just had... Bam Bam. Fagmeyer brought his race car down and put him and his family on TV. So anytime you want to, you know, and talk about your shock company and what have you, you're more than welcome to come down.
Oh yeah, we'd love to. We're going to be building cars here pretty soon. We got three number 92 sprint cars that we got to build up, you know, for the coming season. And we're going to do some testing. So as soon as they're done, maybe we'll let you know when we bring them down.
You plan on coming out to Western States Racer Expo in February? Since you've got a shock company.
It's on the calendar. I'm hoping to make it, but, man, I got so many things up in the air right now. Like I said, we got race cars to build and stuff to do. It's kind of just up in the air right now.
Well, you sound like Kevin. He's got the same problem you got. He designs race cars and does graphics and what have you, and you're getting super busy because the season's getting ready to ramp up as well.
Yeah, it's extremely busy time for everyone. Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll put it to you this way, Jake. The door is open. Anytime you need a little bit of oomph for your business or your sponsors, all you got to do is let us know ahead of time, and we'll definitely hook you up.
We could always use that, so I definitely appreciate it.
Sure.
How many cars are you going to take to the Chili Bowl?
6A Motorsports is taking two cars. I'm going to be in the 68W, and Ronnie will drive the straight up 68.
Okay. Did you have a question, Brittany? No, you're just over there sleeping.
Brittany's just like, I want to go to the Chili Bowl. Can I get on the trailer?
Yeah, you got to do it at least once. I mean, it's such an experience. The atmosphere, what's going on. I mean, it's freezing cold, but it's the weather's great inside the building, and that's where you spend most of your time. But
right,
it's everyone says it's a week long party. Not so much for me or the drivers. You know, we kind of got a job to do. So, everything else is just really exciting. You know, it's a really great experience. Anytime you've got 300 some odd race cars underneath one roof and a racetrack all inside a building, I mean. Right. That's the dream right there.
I've got a picture of me when I was 5 years old in Oakland, California, because in Oakland they used to do a lot of indoor midget racing. And I've got a picture of me sitting in a midget car back in the day. So, yeah, so I can totally understand it. Well, let me ask you this. Kevin, have you ever been to the Chili Bowl?
I have not. I wish I could go. I heard it sells out like a year in advance or something. Jake, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, as far as grandstand tickets go, I know they're really hard to get, but pit passes don't sell out. So what a lot of people end up doing is they just get a pit pass. And I mean, if they're able to get up early enough to snag a seat, then, you can do that. But for the most part, you got big screen TVs, in the place and monitors and stuff everywhere. So you're not going to miss anything.
Wow. So when do you leave town? What month is it running?
It's going to be January, so we're actually, we got less than a week. We fly out Saturday, and the race cars leave Friday, so we're going to get there. I think they leave possibly Thursday, but regardless, they're going to be there about the same time we are.
Wow.
And we move in Sunday and practice all the cars Monday, and then racing goes from Tuesday to Saturday.
All right, well, then we'll expect a phone call on Sunday. Give us a recap. No pressure. You don't have to take notes and do all of that. I'm sure Brittany or Michelle will fly back and take care of all the paperwork.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. No problem, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got these two hooked up for the Corey Cruzman Sprint Car School up in Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So can you imagine me strapping these two girls in a race car?
800 horsepower. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Oh, they're gonna love it. And Corey's a great coach.
Isn't he though?
He'll just kind of work with you and help you get around the place. It's a lot of fun. I actually did that school as well. First time I ever drove a sprint car was Corey Cruzman's school.
Right.
Well, that's an endorsement right there.
Well, and that's
look at you now.
I would never put these two into a race car school that I didn't think or knew was a great race car school. Because, I mean, all joking aside, you can get hurt really bad in one of these things if you don't handle it right.
No doubt.
Because it will bite you. It's got teeth worse than jaws. But if you're trained right and your hand, you know, it'll be fine. But Michelle sort of panicked a little bit, so I said, all right, take Brittany with you. So it's like taking her
you
little.
You certainly have to respect the things, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're,
they got a lot of horsepower, and they don't drive anything close to like a street car. It's made for going fast and getting around that racetrack as quick as possible. So they're a lot of fun, though. It's a total kick in the pants to drive.
Well, and I think that's gonna be the kicker. And they'll have a lot of fun doing it. So besides Chili Bowl, are you going to run a series, a season, or is the Chili Bowl it?
Yeah, well, right now the plan is we're doing all the CRA stuff with the 92, and okay. We're aiming to run Sprint Week. We've got a couple people on board as far as sponsors go, but you know we're always looking for more. It takes a lot to get back there.
Sure does.
Who
you got on the car?
Swing it.
Who's your sponsors?
Primarily is their business, Huntington Beach Glass and Mirror, but obviously, you know, it's a lot of people that that help out and you know, like brakes, we've got Will Wood, you know, ARS Shocks. We've got some friends of the family, Phil and Eileen King, just a number of different people like that. It kind of they all come together and they help us make it happen. But we're hoping to run Knoxville as well if we can swing that. Besides that, I'm planning on doing all the or most all the 360 stuff. You know, anything that's not going to be conflicting.
Sure.
Going to drive the 12 car for Matt Dale, and you know, whatever I can fill in if I got some free weekends. I want to run run some wing stuff or some midget stuff. Then you know, I'll do that. You know, I'm kind of open to anything. You know, obviously besides the primary deal, which is the CRA, you know, with the 92. But I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping my goal is to try to be in a car about every weekend. So I came close last year, but
sounds like a lofty goal, and it sounds like a goal that you could have a lot of fun with. Well, Jake, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday. I know you, like I said, you got a lot on your plate as well. And we want to wish you a very, 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 very happy new year and a successful one. And you call us after every race you go to if you'd like. And good for the sponsors, and it's good for our listeners.
And go get that driller.
I plan on it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, Jake, take care. Happy new year. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, who knows what's going to be on Racer Radio.
AM 1170, The Answer, San Diego.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, and the show off air is way better than on air.
I know, every time.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic out there on Woodside Avenue. If you're building an engine and you need to dyno that motor before you go any farther, mention you heard it here on KCBQ AM 1170 for a nice little discount. These guys build speed. 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. All right. Well, hey, we're sitting here with Kevin Bates and Brittany Sandoval, along with Michelle, talking motorsports, talking racing. Just had some great news in the top of the hour from Doug Stokes. Irwindale Speedway looks like they're going to be rocking and rolling 2018 and possibly 2019.
And there's not going to be the closure that we thought
no
on
closure.
January 31st.
And
so
it was funny talking
news
to Steve Bam Bam Fangmeyer at KUSI Saturday. He says, yeah, best way to keep a track open is tell them you're going to close it. And everybody goes crazy, and all the racers fire up. Money comes out of the woodworks, and
yeah, and that seems to be what happened.
Know, that's okay with me. I don't
a new ownership group that's going to take care of business up there. That's so right. That's all. It's who cares as long as it keeps going.
Right. We had Jake Swanson on, and he was getting ready to go to the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, right. Oklahoma.
Kevin Bates wishes he could go to the Chili Bowl.
Yes,
so
I do.
So do I. And so does Brittany.
Yeah.
Would you next drive year.
Would you
Let's
like
go next year.
Well, after you guys take your class, maybe you can go back and show everybody what the ladies can do.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Uh-huh. We would like that opportunity.
I love trying new things, and now that I got a little taste of some new tracks, having gone over to Canyon.
So well, let's talk right. about off air. Let's talk about it. So you removed the
yeah,
engine.
Brittany and her dad did a first thing that they've never done before.
Never taken a motor out of a car.
And
wow.
It went well for the most part. Only a hammer went flying across the garage.
And who was throwing
only
it?
Only a hammer.
I got him a little sign for Christmas. It says, caution, tools may be flying periodically. That was my childhood. Because he was racing full-time, his motorcycle. So there was always things flying. But I was proud of him. For only throwing a hammer, but mm-hmm. and only a little blood.
And
we didn't hear about the blood off air.
We didn't.
Just when you're and then something lets loose all of a sudden, and you just caught it on an edge. But I contacted a fellow racer. Thank you, Darren Brent. He said label everything, take a ton of pictures. So I may have gone overboard on the labeling.
We got to see this.
Oh,
we
got to see this.
Are those post-its?
Yeah, they're post-its.
You used post-its to label your engine.
Yeah. Don't you think? Post-its are gonna fall off. Post-its.
They look like post-its, Brittany.
They may look like
it. Did those come from your classroom at school?
Yeah, the supply room.
Yeah.
But it was a first. We started at 9, and we had it over at Quentin's by 3 or 4.
And very good. He's gonna do his magic.
He's gonna work his magic.
It still won't be enough to beat me.
Well, there's something else I did. I downloaded a bunch of aggressive music to listen to before I get to staging.
The Get Psyched playlist.
It'll get you fired up.
Well, don't play any music here. But
right before I go to trial, I always listen to Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That gets me really fired up.
Yeah.
And then Highway to Hell, too. I'm going to take you to hell and all that. It's great.
Where are you going?
Hell.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Okay, well, yeah. That sounds like a plan.
So that's what we do to fire up.
So cool. What'd you have? Do you have anything planned for the last 15?
I did not. Okay, I had the news about Laguna Seca.
What news?
That Mazda has pulled out of Laguna Seca.
You knew that was coming.
That sounds like Toyota in Irwindale.
Yeah, they're not going to be sponsoring the track anymore, effective at the end of March this year.
Well, Mazda had a really big shakeup this year. They let their corporate motorsport guy go, and they let another guy go, and the guy that did was doing motorsports sent us an email and said, here are my replacements. So they let him go and hired new people, which I just could not believe.
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting. So
you always worry about a car manufacturer that dumps their motorsports entity, because that's always a bad sign.
Right.
What's next?
Yeah.
Well, that's always the first to go, and granted, Mazda has not been. The crew that was in there beforehand, they were gearheads. I mean, they were racers. Sell cars? No. Oh, okay. When? Later. Okay, we'll do it later.
That was an afterthought. That wasn't the primary. Yeah. So Mazda's been there for 17 years. And if you go to racer.com, there's a full story on this that came, December 20th, right before Christmas. It was Mazda's decision. And they said that this was part of an evaluation of all their marketing programs. So they did see this as, like it or not, a marketing venture. And they're going to be moving on to, quote, other opportunities. And they have been thinking about this for a long time. And they wanted to wish their best to all the people who are going to manage the track from here on out. The end of it is March 31st.
So did the name resort back to Laguna Seca?
Yes, it will no longer be called Mazda Raceway.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to go back to the county and to a Scramp, SCRAMP, the first and only stewards of the circuit since it was formed 60 years ago.
Right.
And it does need a lot of modernizing. I was up there in September. I was lucky enough to go with Mazda.
They haven't put any money in there.
And
track.
It just, you can tell it's 60 years old. I mean, it looks like
it needs
a lot of work. And what's awkward, too, about it is that the viewing areas that are, the suites and all that are just, it's in an awkward part of the track. There's so many really great twists and turns in this track.
Like the corkscrew?
Yeah. And it's ridiculous what you have to do to watch the race from up on top of the hill up there. And you're literally running back and forth between turn 11 and turn 5 and 6 on the top of the hill. So you can kind of see what's going on. And it's like a mass of birds moving from one part to the other every time the cars come around.
And they don't have flat screen TVs or any of that.
Up on the top of the hill. They have a little tent up there, which actually blocks your view. And it's just completely awkward. And then they're like turn 6 would be great to have some grandstands there and stuff like that.
Any word of are they going to refurbish it? Are they going to throw some money at it? Anything on your press release that states
they,
that?
They say ongoing upgrades are, well, as long are as they're modernizing saying, the track.
Okay, as long as they're saying they're going to do it, so.
Yeah.
Well, how and they're going to let that track
They're looking
go
for
away?
A new corporate sponsor. So.
Along with everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Drawing a parallel to Qualcomm with the naming, because I'm yes. like, how many years did I call it Jack Murphy?
I know. Oh, I still do.
And I still do.
I still do.
Degree. I like Jack Murphy.
And it was like, hard at first when it became the, you know, we didn't know what to call it. We started calling it the Q.
Yeah.
It was weird, huh?
But in April, it's no longer.
Then we'll just call it Laguna Seca again. Yeah. But they just finished putting up all these. They put, you know, the Mazda rotary car that won Le Mans, the orange and the really, you know, funny looking orange and green one with the plaid. It was actually designed after an Argyle sock. Little trivia there. They had a huge cutout of it. And when I drove away in September, they had put it on the kind of the front yard as you drive up to the track.
Really?
Mazda had put this huge monstrosity of a poster, basically, of it, and set it up like the Hollywood sign on the hill as you drive in. And the neighbors hated it. P.S. Oh, yeah. So the neighbors are probably really happy that Mazda's going. So they get rid of this thing, this orange and green race car mock-up.
Then it'll be a pizza company, and they'll be Papa John's head there on turn six.
It'll be something like that. But yeah. So I'm so glad I got to go, you know, with Mazda.
While it was Mazda. I've never been yet.
And yeah, it was great. I had
she
a great
goes,
time.
And I've not been.
I picked up on that.
Did you pick up on
She's
that?
She's smiling big.
Yeah, well, we thought she was going to actually get to drive the track. Oh,
they didn't have time.
I remember.
Yes, I wanted to do a little lap in a Miata.
It's tough life.
Blame you.
Well, just a little lap. Just a little one.
So, Kevin, series starts when?
Our dwarf car series will start up again mid-March with some other guys. We'll be traveling out back to Canyon Raceway in Arizona. In about a couple weeks.
Yeah, late January. Two weekends.
Are you Two
weekends.
To?
I have no motor.
And,
that's right.
Again in February.
Actually, to the shop.
Actually, the car I drive is still dirty from last time
I
we
just
raced.
Got the dirt, the Arizona dirt off. Very
it's,
red,
it's
by the way.
It's still a little broke
Thursday.
And it's very dirty.
Yeah,
still.
He was there.
The car owner's not very happy. I'm in trouble, probably.
Oh, so you're
I keep pushing it.
So you're on radio versus cleaning.
It. Yes.
That was November, and I'm guilty. It only just came off Thursday.
Hey, get a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout right? group. Have them come on over, feed them some pizza, and tell them to clean it.
And my car is white, so it's not like I can hide it.
Everything.
No,
yes.
Not good.
Uh-oh. Just put a wrap over it.
I also heard that we might be gaining some of the Lightning Sprint drivers to run Barona this year.
I heard the same thing.
They ran once last year, and it won't be part of the California Lightning Sprint Club. It would be its own governed points thing, but there's a lot of local racers that just got Lightning Sprints here in San Diego.
And that's what you're thinking about doing.
Well,
what about you?
Not immediately, but maybe.
Love dwarf cars.
How long is it going to take to get your motor back?
End of January, he said. So I won't.
Tell him you can't. Just tell him you don't need sleep. Stay up.
He's in high demand, so I will be patient.
Long waiting list.
Guys, you're, good at what
me?
He does.
What in did you words, just say?
I'm patient.
Say you're going to be patient?
I'm
going to
try.
Or you're going to try to
She's
be patient.
I'm going to try not to call him every day.
So you're not going to bake cookies and take him over? And
that's not a bad idea. My crew cookies.
Duh.
And now I do cake pops. I did that for Kevin's birthday.
Yes, she made cake pops.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah. Are they tasty?
Yeah, they're really good. And they're color coordinated.
Oh, yeah. I do the race car color.
They get color coordinated to your race car.
Nice.
Well, this is the baker right here.
Yeah,
so
actually.
She,
Italian.
Yeah, she'd be all over that.
I would. Dad, did you make them in a race car shape?
Just the round.
Okay.
But I did the blue and the white. He's blue and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were a lot of work.
Yeah, I told the boys don't get too comfortable with them. They're just too long of a process.
Yeah, cake pops are.
Did you see that pie that I sent out? It's an apple pie, but it's done with cinnamon. You know, you take a mix.
Oh, yeah, on top.
Yeah.
I did.
And I told her, I says, I need it made. And
his feathers are all ruffled because I didn't show up with one today.
I thought for sure she
could. Oh, she's supposed to do turnaround in 22 hours.
How hard would it be? How hard would it be? Look on. Hey, it was only what 3 minutes on the phone.
Yeah, right.
You know how much time I spend getting ready for radio? I had to get ready for radio.
3 minutes in the big.
It'll come in due time, right?
Yeah, I'll get you one. Don't worry.
I know one of these days.
You
I'm not worrying about
it. You know I'm good for it.
I know. So, do you race at Paris?
I have driven at Paris a couple times.
But you're not going to do this season?
I haven't heard the dwarf cars are on the schedule there again. Maybe Cocopaw.
That's what I heard, Cocopaw.
Yeah, everybody likes Cocopaw.
Everyone likes Cocopaw, so maybe the dwarfs will get there this year.
Have you raced there, Kevin?
Cocopaw, I have not.
But we'll put that on your list of things.
So maybe that's another road trip we have to do.
There you go. All right, folks, we're going to have to let these guys go.
Yes, thank you for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having me.
We definitely want to thank Kevin Bates
with Victory Graphics. Thank you. And Brittany Sandoval, the school teacher, race car school teacher.
All right, so we're going to hit the dusty trail. But hey, Gun Sports Radio right around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
Like us on Facebook. And go to carcentric.net for a mini version of the calendar.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week. Happy trails.
Happy trails. Long and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.